Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the sixth day of Adar, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Peya, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud. Our Mishnah is now asking, what exactly is leket? That the Torah says one has to leave for the poor, the gleanings, what falls when you're harvesting. Hanosha B'Shas HaKtzira. Says the Mishnah, any stalks that fall on the ground while he's harvesting, but only one or two stalks is considered leket. If three or more fall, then it doesn't go for the poor, then the householder, the landowner can keep it. Hoge kotzer, what happens if he was harvesting, kotzer melo yodo, and has he harvested a whole handful of it? Handful is as much as they used to hold the stalks in one hand and the other hand to cut it. Or talash molokumtsay, or he's taking a fistful in his hand of the stalks, and then just as he's about to harvest it, he kohu coats or after he harvested, he kohu coats a thorn struck him, benofel miyode, and because he was in pain, he let go of the stalks. Harihusha balabais. In that case, it does not belong to the poor. It's not called leket, it belongs to the landowner. Because something that falls as a result of an onus, a result of external factor, something happened like that, is not called a din of leket. Why? The Torah says, leket ketzircha, what falls as a result of the harvesting, not because of some external factor. Tocha yad v'tocha magal. Now, the Mishnah wants to tell us, what does it mean? He's explaining, what does it mean, something that falls during the ktsira? So it says, tochayad, what's in the hand, what's in the sickle, and then fell, lanim, belongs to the poor. Achar hayad, but if it falls from the back of his hand, v'achar amagal, or from the back of the sickle, labalabais, the landowner can keep that. And that is because what falls not in the normal way of ktsira, what does not fall as he's harvesting, does not apply to does not have the din of leket. Rosh hayod v'rosh hamagal. Now, what happens if it falls from the tips of his fingers or the tip of the sickle? Is that called time of harvest? Is that called the derech ketzira? Here we have a machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Lanim, he says it does belong to the poor. That's still called derech ketzira, way of harvesting. Rabbi Akiva Omer No, he says levala bais. He says, in that situation, it belongs to the landowner. It's like it fell from behind the hand or behind the sickle and has not got a din of leket. And as is the normal rule, Rabbi Akiva, when he argues with one person, the machlokes, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Chorei hanamolim. What about ant holes, which have got some stalks or some grain, some of the grains there, seeds, in it? Shabasecha koma, says the Mishnah, if those holes are found in the area where it's still growing, it's still connected to the ground, hari hein shabalabais, then those stalks or those grains which are found in the ant holes belong to the landowner, because leket is only what falls during ketzira, at the time of the harvest. But here, the anim, the poor are not allowed to go even into the area of the standing grain. Shala achara koitzrim. But if it's behind the kotzrim, that means it's in an area that's already been harvested. That's how Rashi learns. It's already been harvested. And Socha Kom is the area that they haven't yet reached. Others learn, about Nura and Rabbi Shimshon learns, Socha Kom means before they've even started to harvest the field. Alachar kotzrim means after they've started to harvest the field. So there's two different explanations. Is it the area that they've harvested, or is it they haven't even started to harvest the field? Hol yonim. Then we say it depends where the holes are. The holes are at the top, in the higher area of the ground. Then we say lanim. It belongs to the poor. Why? Because then we say it's possible that the ants have dragged from the leket into those holes, and therefore belongs to the poor. V'hatachtonim, but those stalks or grains which are found in the ant holes down below, shabalabais, belong to the landowner. Because we assume that before the harvest was done, the ants had already taken from the standing grain, from the growing grain, and that's why it belongs still to the landowner. Now, the Yerushalmi explains, what does it mean by the upper ones? They're the ones where that's white. Well, the grain is white in colour, then it's a sign that it's come from the ripe kernels, and that means it's probably come from the tavu off the grain that's been harvested. Hence, it goes to the poor, because maybe they took it from the leket, from the, what fell out of the farmer's hands. However, v'tachtonim, the bottom one, says the Yerushalmi, refers to the, if it's still green, if it's greenish in colour and found in the antholes, then it's like it has a colour of the tavu before it's been ripe, then it's more likely that the ants have dragged it from the standing grain, and therefore it belongs to the householder. This is the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, Hakoil la'anim. It all belongs to the poor. Whatever's found in the holes belongs to the poor. Yerushalmi explained why. Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that every harvest is always going to have some green grain anyway. It's impossible you won't have some green grain. And therefore, even the lower holes, the tachtonim, which have green grain, it's possible that from the leket it's been dragged and therefore it belongs to the poor. Shesofek leket leket. Finally, says the Mishnah, because if it's a doubt whether it's leket, it's fawn, while you've harvested or not, then we err on the side of caution for the poor and we say, yes, it is leket. Some say it's based on this din is based on a posik in Tehillim, on Iva Rosh HaTzdiku. The poor, give them the benefit of the doubt. HaTzdikeyu b'matnayin sovdei d'meishan d'ashen. Give them the benefit and do that. Others learn it. I have another posik in Mishpatim, Lesate Mishpatev Yoncha, don't turn or twist the judgment of your poor in his riv, in his argument, means in his argument, don't favor him. But when it comes to giving him gifts, Matnas Anim, yes, then you do. And there's yet another posuk that they learn it from as well. Now, are these words, Sofik Leket Leket, only the opinion of Rabbi Meir, or is it according to everybody? Tosfos Yom Tov explains that although it appears after the words of Rabbi Meir, that's not subject to a machlokes. It's an axiom. If there's a doubt, leave it for the poor. Leave Sofek Leket Leket. What's the argument, Rabbi Meir and the Tanakama? The argument is there a Sofek or not here? The Tanakama holds that with the lower holes, in the ant holes that are down below, which have the greenish grain, there's no doubt that it's the landowners. It can't be from the harvest. However, Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir says there is a doubt. It could still be from the harvest, even the greenery, the greenish seeds, and therefore we have to err on the side of caution, and we say Sofek Leket is Leket. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and therefore we leave it for the poor, even in the lower holes.